Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
78382.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Orange Roll.
The name again?
Lauren, L-O-R-E-N, Gerold, G-E-R-O-U-L-D.
Okay. I don't see that name here. Did you, you place him? G-E-R-O-U-L-D. Okay. Thank you. One more moment. Okay, I see Lauren is spelled L-O-R-E-N.
Correct.
Okay, so will you provide your mailing address to verify the account?
That would be the mailing address on the account. Probably 28043-M60, Minden, Michigan, 49072.
Okay, so the part of that address is here, but I see that something is missing from the address, but I see the M60 and the city and state. Now, this is for the tablet. It looks like you were trying to win the tablet on June 30th.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when this account was created, and you also have the membership that you joined. It's a shopping club that was joined when you were trying to win the tablet.
Why would they put that on there so many days afterwards when should have already either won or not won the tablet?
I'm not sure, but that's what happened. They set up the membership, and that's when they started billing you. I think probably maybe because it was, yes, ma'am, it's a discount club. It gives you access to a number of products at low cost.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't want to join. And they never said anything about that when they charged us this far, supposedly for just the shipping, in case it was won.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am, it was a club that was joined, so that's why you've incurred the cost for that shopping club. But if you're not planning to use it, the company would allow me to close it out for you.
Well, I'll close it out and put the charges back because they never told us anything about a club.
Okay, so that is a valid charge according to this company, but I will check with my supervisor to see what else we can do for you. One moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Sausage, strain, myocardial infarction.
Okay, so my supervisor is saying that she would allow me to go ahead and give you 35% off of that membership that you, the charge you incurred. And I, of course, I would close the account and the company can't bill you anymore.
Well, I'm going to close the account, but I'm also going to call Sears because you never told us anything about a membership a charge. You only told us about $7.95. So I'm going to dispute that with them.
Okay, well, I'll definitely. Yes, ma'am. I'll go back and let her know. Now, we're a call center. We can only see the terms and conditions of your order and how this order was processed, and I can't deviate from the company's policy, but my supervisor can look at things and consider it. Give me just one more moment. Okay, she's saying as a courtesy, she'll increase it to half. She'll allow me to refund half of the money and close the account so you won't incur any more charges. Are you still there, Ms. Carol?
I am still here, yes. Like I said, I'm still going to dispute the $56.95 because that was, nothing was said about that. It was the $7.95 was for shipping in case you won the iPad.
Okay.
Other than that, nothing else was said, so it was totally
fraud
as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Well, I'll let her know. I can only see the order, and it looks, I just see the terms here, like I said. But hold on one more moment. I'll close it out for you.
All right. Thank you. Myocardial infarction of my chest cancer. What are you supposed to do?
Okay, so she is going to go ahead and allow me to give you the full refund, but she just wanted me to reiterate to you the importance of reading the terms and conditions. But I realize you probably missed the terms and conditions based on everything you've told me today.
We didn't have any to read as far as I know, but thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
All right. Tell her we appreciate it. Thanks. It's like these. You can't read nothing. Who knows what's supposed to happen if you start having these symptoms. Can't believe he prescribed this crap for me.
Okay, so we requested the refund to post back to your card. You'll get an email first, and then the credit will post back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.